The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Well, if it's intended for mature audiences, I'm certainly going to have a very hard time hosting the show. Hey, it's a premiere of a new show. Where are the fireworks? Ah. You can't do the premiere of a new show here on the internet without fireworks.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet is a communications tool used the world over where people can come together to bitch about movies and share pornography with one another.
But welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the premiere of the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host, Crazy J.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
You remember that cartoon? I do. That's right. It is time for the premiere of the Rockin' Comedy Show. You're going to get your feet a-moving as you chair dance to some great music, all intertwined with some comedy music, stand-up, and much, much more. I am... Oh, I can't believe... I just can't tell you how excited I really am.
I'm so excited I could squirt.
Well, I don't know about that, but if you squirt, do it to the left of me. It's a brand new show, but the website is still the same. It's thecrazyjshow.com. Have you been over there to take a look at it? It's brand new and has never looked better. Many of you might have logged on already to access the show. If you haven't checked it out, please do. We've got some stuff on that website we've never had before, like a message board and a guest book. It's awesome. I want to hear from so many of you out there about the new show. We've made a lot of changes. And what I said when I ended the other show was, when I come back, we're going to do things with the new show that I was never able to do with the Crazy J Show. And that is, the biggest thing is we're podcasting this show right now. So it is available for all you podcasters. So, if you're podcasting for the first time and you've never heard the show, welcome. It's nice to have you on board. The email address is new. It's crazyj@comic.com. crazyj@comic.com. You can also call me if you would like. The number is 702-369-3439.
I'm trying to use the phone!
Well, if you can't get to me, you can always email me. There's other ways. Yes, there is. Along with the message boards and the guest book. Oh, I'm so excited about the podcasting and all that good stuff. We've got a lot of stuff happening. You could say that this is really a new version of the old show with a really much needed upgrade. A lot of the stuff that you enjoyed about the other show is going to be on this show. But like I said, new twists and things like that have been added. I do bring you the show each and every week from the padded walls of my studio located next to an underground strip club right here in Las Vegas. On the show today, we're going to have some great tunes, great times, great laughs. You're going to be dancing around, let me tell you. We've got some off-the-wall comedy. We've got silly news. We used to call it Not in the News News. And what I've done with that is we used to do Not in the News News at the very end of the show. And that's all the final hour of the show was. I really enjoyed the news, but I wanted to do something a little different with it. So what I have done is taken maybe 6 stories every hour and done it that way. So we've split it up. I think it's going to really work well that
way. I'm so happy, I can hardly contain myself.
I'm happy too, I really am. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with the show. It's going to spark a lot of new interest in me, and we're just going to see where it's going to take us. Again, I just want to point out, if you want to call, the number is 702-369-3439, and the email address is crazyj@comic.com. Now, while I was away with the break of the old show and the creation of this show and building the website, we had a birthday bash for myself, and I have a great story about that and what took place, and I'll have it for you a little bit later on. Anthony the janitor is here cleaning up. I might have him sit in on the news because he's feeling pretty good. But what do you say? Let's kick off the rockin' comedy show with a little Outkast.
I love Dave. I saw Dave 8 times in concert last year. That's how unmanageable my life has become. And I loved him every single time, man. And the last time I saw him, though, something was wrong. I don't know if it was the fact that he was tired. He'd been touring a lot. Maybe it was the sound system. Maybe it was the drugs I was doing. I'm not really sure. I don't mean to make fun, man, because I love Dave Matthews. I really do. He's got that rich, thick vocal quality. Nobody belts it out like Dave. If you put Dave Matthews on a turntable, though, slow it down, I swear to God, you get Creed. I swear to God, man, watch, I will demonstrate it.
Yee-haw, we'll drill down through the window. Could you take me higher?
Sing same voice, just an octave lower. I'm telling you, yeah. You never see them together. That's all I'm saying, all right? Yeah. Then we got this guy. Hip-hop star Shaggy, right? Comes out, got the samples going.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my feet, you are to me, baby.
Love is one big folly when you're so young. Don't be a fool, cause what about the long run? You will be through my incarceration. But the present is just my shadow.
Everywhere crystal clear, right?
A silly little bit is the biggest fun thing. A silly little bit is the biggest fun thing.
It's a wacky sounding voice, though, isn't it, Shaggy? It really, it's got that wired, transistorized sound, kind of like those really weird horn speaker things when you pull up to the McDonald's and order, right? Shaggy?
A big cheeseburger, large golf, the goat.
Pull up to the window, he hands you the poop. One of my favorite artists of all time, Mr. Neil Diamond. You could understand every single word from Neil Diamond. That's because he spoke through nearly the entire song, right? In fact, Neil Diamond was known as the great storyteller of rock and roll. The great storyteller of rock and roll, huh? Makes him sound like a third grade teacher or something. Hey, have you ever heard the story about a man who dreamed about being a cat in a hat? And then became one. Well, except for the names and a few of the places, if you talk about me, my story is the same one. But I've got an emptiness deep inside and I tried. But how could you, would you know? On a box with a fox and a boat with a goat, I've never cared for the sound of eating alone. I am Sam. Sam, I am. And I want you to eat those green eggs and ham. I'm Sam, I cry. I'm Sam, said I. And you would like them if you'd give them a try. You'd eat the men anywhere.
Woo! Neil Diamond, yeah!
Where's my snare?
Cleaning up my closet.
One more time.
I said I'm sorry, Mom. my closet, and I don't know if no one knows it. So before they throw me inside my coffin and close it, I'ma expose it. I'll take you back to 73, before I ever had a multi-platinum selling CD. I was a baby, maybe I was just a couple of months. My father must have had his panties up in a bunch, cause he split. I wonder if he even kissed me goodbye. No, I don't. Second thought, I just wish he would die. I look at Haley, and I couldn't picture leaving her side. Even if I hated Jim, I grit my teeth and I try to make it work with her. At least for Haley's sake, I maybe make some mistakes, but I'm only human. But I'm man enough to face them today. What I did was stupid, no doubt it was dumb. But the smartest shot I did was take the bullets out of that gun, cause I'd have killed him. I would have shot him and them both. It's my life. I'd like to welcome y'all to the Eminem Show. I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet. I said I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet. Nah, I would never diss my own mama just to get recognition. Take a second to listen, who you think this record is dissing, but put yourself in my position. Try to envision witnessing your mama popping prescription pills in the kitchen. Cause someone's always going through a person missing, going through public housing systems, victim of Munchausen syndrome. My whole life I was made to believe I was sick when I wasn't, till I grew up. Now I grew up to make you sick to your stomach, doesn't it? Wasn't it the reason you made that CD for me, ma? So you could try to justify the way you treated me, ma? But guess what, you're getting older now, when it's cold, when you're lonely, and Nathan's growing up so great, he's gonna know that you're phony. And Haley's getting so big now, you should see it, she's beautiful, but you'll never see her. She won't even be at your funeral. See, what hurts me the most is you won't admit you was wrong. You knew your song, keep telling yourself that you was a mom. But how dare you try to take what you didn't help me to get. You selfish, I hope you burn in hell for this. Remember when Ronnie died and you said you wished it was me? Well, guess what? I am dead. Dead to you as can be. I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet. One more time. I said, I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet.
Shot
to sit on your lazy butt
and watch all the TV you ever wanted until your brain turned to mush. Would you go for it or just let it slip?
Yo. The mold is ready, eyes wide, palms are sweaty. The Flintstones on the TV already, Wilma and Betty. No virgin, the channel surfing, and I'm HD ready. So I flip, garbage is all I'm getting. The Simon Cowell, who folks want to disembowel. He opens his mouth, always says something foul. They're dying, wow, wannabes are crying now. He posts them out, time to throw in the towel. Show based on reality, oh, the humanity, oh. These family shows love profanity. Whoa, the insanity. Oh, dark cat gravity. Home of depravity. No, they live happily. Yo, fuck the Ali G show and celebrity mode. On the van and Nicole, she's scaring me. Look, monogravity. Oh, it's a station break. Better go out to the kitchen and microwave something.
They're gonna lose
your mom watching TV. They told me, they told me, but I still tune in every show. My cable just keeps spanning TV land and HBO. The travel channel, discovery and lifetime. Lose your mind watching TV. They told me, control me. Turn off those music videos. I'm gonna watch C-SPAN and TV Land and HBO. The History Channel and QVC and Lifetime. Come on.
My blood is aching as I watch NASCAR racing. That show about undertaking Larry King. Took 24 to Law and Order. The Weather Channel's boring, like 50 minutes ancient reporters. Next up on through Hollywood story, the rise and decline of pro actors named Corey. Show for next fall, they already been naming. See
CSI Boise, touched by an uncle, but found pretty layman. So does everybody tolerate Raymond? The King of Queens dumped the shark the first minute. I can't believe Richard Simmons ain't in it. I move right on the way, simple rules for raising my teenage daughter. Then I bet I watch The Bachelorette, followed by Welcome Back, Carter, and the Muppet Show, where they go over 9 miles. Lose your mind watching TV, they told me, they told me, but I still tune in every show. My cable gets C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, for Disney Channel and A&E and Lifetime. Lose your mind watching TV, they told me, they told me, but I still always, I could grow. I'm looking at C-SPAN, TV Land, and HBO, the Playboy Channel, and course TV and Lifetime. Never a myth, no little place, all lost in space. I'll see each amazing race without a trace. But I only watched Will and Grace one time, one day. Wish I hadn't, cause T-Bone, now three-time gay. Oh, and Fear Factor, I watched maybe a half hour. After that, felt like I needed a long shower. Network execs with naked ambition. Next week on Fox, watch Lion Beat Christian. Life to tie up the programming planners. Make them watch all of that junk till their heads explode just like banners. Each covered grubby and fooled on Survivor. Luther James listen, discussing the oeuvre of Mr. Rob Schneider and the Gilligan and SpongeBob Plus. There's MacGyver and Jay Leno, has got Madonna, haters Luke Perry on a special all-pig Latin episode of Drew Carey. Wanna turn on ET, cause I'm a gossip freak, and I gotta know who J-Lo is marrying this week. A 30-second spot, then we come back to Are You Hot? I was planning on recording The Sopranos, I forgot. I love shows with or without a plot. I'll stare till my legs are numb, my eyes bloodshot, because I only have got one brain to ride. I'm gonna spend my life watching television a lot. Use your mind watching TV. They told me, they told you, but I still tune in every show. I can't even see TV Land and HBO, the type of channel and AMC and Lifetime. Use your mind watching TV. They told me, control me, turn off that Oprah Winfrey show. I can't even see TV Land and HBO, the learning channel and AMC and Lifetime.
Weird Al Yankovic right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Couch Potato. We had Eminem ahead of that with Cleaning Out My Closet. Oh, some great, great stuff. Mark Eddy from his CD titled Comedy That Rocks. Visit him online at markeddy.com. Started it all off with Outkast and their song called Hey Ya. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. I would love to hear from you. You can email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. You can call 702-369-3439. You can also go to the website at thecrazyjshow.com and fill out the message board or the guest book. I'd love to hear from you. Love your opinions of what you think of the brand new show. But let's keep the laughter going with funny man Steve McGraw.
You ever watch TV and wish you could actually slap people in the TV? Stupid people. Man, I watch the news. I want to slap stupid people all the time. That's the 15th time the river has washed away our home. We've lost everything again. What are y'all going to do? Well, we're going to rebuild. Why don't you just build a rudder on the back of that mobile home? Starting to rain. Get on top. We're fixing to move this thing. How many people have to die before everybody realizes God hates mobile homes? Every time we turn on news, mobile home park blown to shit, isn't it? I'd live in a teepee before I'd live in a mobile home. I've never turned on news. A man was killed today when his teepee was hit by a tornado. Not one damn time. How do people do that? I wonder about stupid people. The people who die in a hurricane. God damn it, how does that happen? Didn't you know it was coming? I did, and I don't even live in your fucking state. You might want to turn off wrestling and watch the news every once in a while. A hurricane! You were just going out cutting the grass one day. Holy shit, is that a hurricane? I think they come on the TV, there's a hurricane way down here in the Gulf. In about 18 days, It'll be at your house. You might want to pack your shit and get out. No, we'll be all right. I put tape on our window.
Yeah.
Sugar Ray here at the Rockin' Comedy Show with Answer the Phone, and ahead of that, Maroon 5 with This Love. Still ahead on the Crazy J Show, we're going to be bringing you some silly news. And up next, the comedy band equivalent to Sugar Ray. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. We'll be back right after this.
I've got a pop quiz for you. How well can you do? What's the last magazine you bought at the checkout line? What's the last book your kid checked out of the library? Who did your basketball team pick in the draft? Who did your kid pick to sit next to in lunch? Name a book on the bestseller list. Name a book in your kid's backpack. Who is president of the United States? Who is president of your kid's student council? Can you name three R&B artists? Can you name three artists your kid studied in school?
Know what really matters. When you know all about your kid's school, you know all about your kid. Not only will your relationship benefit, so will your kid. When kids have parents involved in their school, they have higher grades, better attendance, and more self-esteem. Visit www.pga.org to find 100 simple ways to get involved. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
All rise, all rise. This honorable court is now in session.
Please be seated. The defendant shall remain standing. The defendant is before this court today for sentencing, having been previously found guilty of a gun crime by a jury of his peers. Given the severity of this crime, it is the order of this court that the defendant be sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop. But I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating, until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated, the birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick. Because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, this is JT, formerly of the Uninvited, or JT of the Uninvited, which is formerly a band and is now not a band, but we used to be a band. But I'm still JT, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
You cruise up to the mall and you're tricked out on the Civic. Your pants are hanging around your butt cheeks. Listen to Angry Young Man, music on your Sony Discman. Yeah, pop the road, fucking rock, rah. And everybody knows who you are. Everybody sees a rising star. Everybody here knows who you are. You're a three-chord rock star. You're a rock star. Everybody, everybody knows who you are. knows who you are. Everybody see the rising star. Everybody here knows who you are. You're a food court rock star. You're a food court rock star. Everybody, everybody knows who you are. You're a food court rock star.
Welcome back to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. In the studio, the guy that cleans the studio when I'm not here. Anthony's a janitor.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, get that sexy voice for the ladies listening.
They call me Intimate Anthony. I'm intimate with the mic right now.
Intimate Anthony.
Oh, yeah. Are there any ladies listening right now?
Oh, there's a lot of ladies listening.
Okay, I haven't been laid in like 3 months, and I'm really horny, and I haven't seen my own penis in a while because I've let myself go. I don't even know.
But you get dry humped at work.
I got dry humped by another man today. Actually, a man, Freddy. It's terrible. It's one of the worst animals on the Serengeti to date. It's terrible.
All right. Well, it is time for Silly News here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Part one of Silly News. You're a vegetarian, so you might really find this first story kind of offensive. Of course, I didn't know you were vegetarian until you came up for the barbecue, and you're like, dude, where's the freaking veggie burgers?
Jewish beans.
Jewish beans and potato salad. That is what you...
potato salad rocks.
They're just called... She just called them Jewish beans because there was no bacon in them. And then it was funny because you said, I'm a vegetarian. She goes, well, we got some burgers. Like,
yeah. Don't worry, I make lamb.
All right, well, we're going to get things started with a story that takes place over in New Zealand. It's a restaurant that has put Mr. Ed on the menu. You know Mr. Ed, the fantastic, fabulous talking horse, Mr. Ed.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Some customers say wild horses couldn't drag them to the table at a New Zealand restaurant that's offering a char-grilled horse meat dish called Mr. Ed is Dead.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Come on, you can sing along, Anthony.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course.
No one can talk to a horse, of course. That is the
part. Restaurant owner David Kerr says that he received lots of complaints and abusive phone calls after he started serving horse steaks at his eatery in Hamilton, North Island, as part of an annual event during which restaurants compete to offer the best out-of-the-ordinary culinary delight. The calls were pretty lively and disgusting and not comforting for the staff, Kerr said. There was swearing, cursing, horrible language, compelling him to practically call the police. So he did. You could say that customers couldn't wait to chow down the horse meat on his menu at the weekend. Some think it is appalling, but others are really interested in giving it a go and want to know where else they can buy it. If there was only one restaurant in Hamilton and it was his, I wouldn't sit at his table, says one customer. Horse meat appears in imported salamis and is often used in pet food in New Zealand. The National Conveyor of Judges for the Wild Food Challenge said putting horse on the menu is definitely different.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
So, there you go. If you, they don't say the name of the restaurant, so that you can't go to New Zealand and, order it. But apparently it's going to stay on the menu. So, any ladies out there interested in dating a rather nice-looking Italian janitor?
Oh, yeah. I'm also part mutt.
Part mutt. But moving on to our next story. The story intrigues me for two reasons. The name of the person involved and what the story is about. The story is about a woman who miraculously just grew a penis.
You gotta be shitting me.
Oh, dude, that's hot.
The only problem about a girl having a penis is when you go to please her, she might poke you in the eye.
Or, dude, what if she's bigger than you, dude? That would, like, just suck.
That's not good. Honey, we're done.
Yeah, it's all over.
I can't be with somebody that has a bigger package than me.
And tits.
But her name is Hai Yang Saryar Minamar. Come on, say it with me.
Hai
Nong Sar Yarnamar.
Yarnamar.
When she, you could say that she's always dreamt of being a man. And when she inexplicably grew a penis last month, the 21-year-old treated it as an awe-inspiring omen.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken!
As have thousands of stunned villagers who have traveled to see him, or her, or it.
How does that work?
Hey, you make a wish on your birthday?
All of a sudden I get a vagina in my stomach. What is that all about?
You've always wanted a vagina in your stomach?
Let me get a little bit of some coochie today, and then all of a sudden you grow a vagina on your nose or something. I don't know. That's not right.
On the morning of the full moon day of June 21st, she says, I noticed my thing, referring to her sex organ, was not the same as before. Thin Sundar, who now goes by the male name Fancine.
So. Fancine.
Not
Fancine. That's
Fancine. Yeah, I'm very confused because the name is weird. And then they say her name is Thin Sandrin, which I don't know how they get that from the name I gave earlier. But she now goes by the name Thin Sandar, who now goes by the male name Fancine. Thansein. This is the reason why I pick out some of these stories, just
right.
Because they're so odd. So you're sitting around, you have a birthday, you blow out the candles, the next morning you get up,
yes.
You've got a penis.
I did that last week.
And then she says, and my breasts, they just disappeared.
I hope this isn't out of line, but you do have beautiful breasts.
Well, not anymore. Fancine added, so I called out and showed it all to my mom and dad. It was very strange. So, what happened to the vagina? Did it, like, just seal up? Like, the penis arrives, the breasts disappear. Where's the vagina?
Maybe it came out of the vagina, and now the lips are, like, around it, like, snug. I don't know. This is just too disturbing.
Experts have examined him, and he awaits test results from a woman's hospital. Yep,
yeah.
It's official. He's a chick. It is Silly News here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. You know, therapists can make you do some off-the-wall things to make you feel better about yourself. Blame your parents, the ex-wife, the bitch of a girlfriend you might have.
Whore! Whore!
But, have you ever heard about a therapist just telling you to go out and shout at the trees? Well, it seems that a naked man has been arrested after being told by his therapist to go shout at the trees. A German man has been arrested after his marriage guidance counselor advised him to run around naked and shout at trees.
I'm nude!
Dieter Braun, 43, said the stress release technique had worked perfectly until he was arrested.
Right.
He told police that venting his anger on the trees had stopped him from shouting at his wife.
I'm nude!
Now, if I didn't go to the woods and scream at the trees, then my marriage would probably be over, he said. He added, taking his clothes off at the same time made him feel more relaxed.
Some people are really fucking stupid.
for me, it's a type of relaxation therapy. Feeling the breeze on my naked skin really calms me down. But local police said other visitors to the forest did not find his behavior relaxing and have now charged him with causing a public nuisance.
Oh, some people.
Well, I just like the way the breeze feels on my naked skin. And while the clothes remain off on the other gentleman in Berlin, we have another story about nude people still happening over there in Germany. Lots of strange things happen over in Germany. We find that out every week when we do the news. Police called to a house because of complaints about noise. They were taken aback when they were welcomed as eagerly expected male strippers.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
Two officers were greeted by a group of women with cries of, "Are the strippers here at last?" When they visited the premises in the northwestern port city, they reported that they were surrounded by a group of very interested women when they turned up in the early hours of Sunday morning. When the officers of the law persuaded the merry maids that they were not in fact there to remove their clothes, the music was immediately turned down. The report stated that there was obvious disappointment on their faces of some of the party-goers.
How could this happen? How could you humiliate me this way? I'm ashamed to be your mother!
Get out, but leave the handcuffs.
Yeah, we might use those later. Now, Anthony, you love a good prostitution story, don't you? Whores! Awesome. You love the whores.
I love me some whores.
Well, again, over in Berlin.
I gotta go to Berlin.
lots of things happen in Berlin.
Penises and eating horses naked in the woods.
Well, now, yeah, but the horse meat's over in New Zealand.
Sorry.
A Berlin grandmother, you're going to love this, she's thinking of retirement. A Berlin grandmother who has worked the city's diplomatic quarter as a prostitute for the last 49 years plans to retire when she turns 64 next year, according to the German's newspaper.
I'm an old woman, my dear. I know my sex.
I've got a lot of regular clients, says the blonde woman, pictured only wearing a short red mini skirt and high-heeled white boots, and she stood near the Japanese embassy. She said she charges 30 euros, or 36 American dollars, and on good nights, she has up to 4 or 5 clients.
It's wrong! Shockingly wrong!
Yeah. I'm thinking of that short red mini skirt and the white boot.
No, dude, stop it. My grandmother would give you, like, cookies.
Yeah, but then you think of the old lady on Something About Mary with the hanging boobies.
Oh, dude, that
stop
it right now.
I'm going to stop at 64 and retire, says Dolly, whose husband drops her off for work each night after the television evening news, and who has a 9-year-old granddaughter.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
She is one of the 10,000 prostitutes in Berlin and 40,000 in Germany, where prostitution is still very much legal.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
Dolly said she tried to work in a popular red light district nearby recently, but was chased away by younger competitors. What do you want here, you old whore? They would shout. Dolly said they shouted at her over and over, time and time again. What did I ever do to them, she said.
It's like their business.
Exactly.
Girl's got it going on.
She's a,
saggy nipples are in.
Yeah, but she's ready to retire, though. Now, there's stupid people, there's dumb people, and then there's really fucking dumb people.
And this, life all in.
And this next story is really about fucking dumb people. This is about a $56,000 robbery at a bank drive-through window. Yes, I said drive-through window. Even bank robbers appreciate drive-through windows.
Oh,
I can't emphasize the word enough, drive-through window.
Oh, my goodness.
Police say a man drove up to a LaSalle bank at about 8 a.m. in Chicago morning and slid a note demanding money to the teller through a tube at the window.
You're very smart or incredibly stupid.
The teller complied, shooting back about $56,000. Belmont District Police said the robber sped off in a blue, older model minivan. No weapon was displayed, said Chicago FBI spokeswoman. Cynthia Yates says he never left his vehicle. It was the first of two bank robberies that morning that had a combined total of at least $86,000.
Does the word "duh" mean anything to you?
$30,000 was taken in the second robbery, occurred at a Charter One bank in Chicago.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
So two men carrying paint buckets and wearing zippered overalls and matching cloth slippers entered the bank at about 10:40 a.m. No customers were inside the bank at the time. The men used a handgun concealed inside one of the buckets to force the bank employees behind the counter. When none of the employees was able to open the vault, the men took the money from the teller's drawers and ATM, fleeing on foot with at least $30,000.
I see morons. They're everywhere. They just don't know they're morons.
No shots were fired and no injuries were reported. Officials think the two men involved in the Charter One robbery also were responsible for robbing a Bank One branch on July 6th. The FBI plans to release sketches of the two robbers. Grainy video footage captured at the LaSalle Bank robbery, but a detailed description of the robber was not immediately available. Yeah, let's try that. Let's drive up to a bank.
I'm ready.
Just see if it actually works right here in Vegas.
Might work. Might get your ass beat.
And, why? Because you, here at the Crazy J Show, you can never get enough stories about sex.
Oh, totally.
We love them.
I love
here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Town officials moved to shut down maid service that they claim is a front for prostitution.
Everything's a front for prostitution.
I read this story and I think of the company slogan and I believe it should say something like, "We'll leave your junk polished." Yeah. I worked on that one all day.
That was good.
Officials say business is more than maid service. Orlando Trotter says the woman who worked for him at Body Works hire themselves out to clean your cobwebs. Officials in Park City say they're prostitutes and they are suing Trotter and his wife to declare the business a public nuisance and to close its doors. A public nuisance declaration is a seldom used civil action. They've said it's prostitution, but it isn't, says Trotter, who manages the business for his wife, Sharon Trotter. We run a gentleman's valet service and a French maid service.
What if they lose the maid?
According to the lawsuit filed, an undercover Park City police officer went into Body Works in May. The officer, a 45-minute book reading or massage for $75 is what one of the three women offered him. The officer paid $80. Once inside a room, the woman offered the officer a lap dance for just $30 more.
It's time to test my porno theory.
Upon receipt of that money, she danced nude. She then offered to perform oral sex for $200, prompting her arrest. It's a case not like more than 20 such arrests made at the same location through a business called the Sensational Palace. Charges of the business includes lewd and lavacious behavior, exotic dancing without a license, and prostitution. That's the first installment of Silly News today on the crazy freaking rockin' comedy show. I forget what I'm calling this thing. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. We're going to take a break. We've got more stuff happening next. And Anthony's going to, you know, kind of clean up the floor a little bit and, you know, vacuum it and stuff. And he'll be back for more news and stuff like that. So stick around. It's happening next.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
Yeah. I think a couple of her. I nail a couple better. But nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple pins. I'm in the Russell Mountain. One not white but who's hell. But nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple pins.
Cool, calm, just like my mom. With a couple of Valium inside a palm. It's the mischief with a trick up the sleeve. Pull up on you like Trent and Reed. I can't describe the vibe I get when I drive by six people and five I hit. Aw, shit, I started a march pit. Want the bitch and stomp the foster kid. These rules make me hallucinate. Then I sweat till I start losing weight. Till I see dumb shit start happening. Rubbing that vanilla ice on the rap again. So bounce, bounce, come on, bounce. I said, come on, bounce. Everybody in the house with a half an ounce. Not weed, I meant coke to master down. We don't want shit, better ask around. Keep 12 throws of bombers back in town. The guard, your mom is passing out. Get her ass on the couch, but she scratches out.
Ladies lovers, that's why I'm
following program is intended for mature audiences.
What about immature audiences? Huh? How about that? Yeah. Little D12 for you. Little green and purple pill. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
And welcome to hour two of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Yes, but for all you ladies out there that want a super stud, call me.
Now repeat after me. I am not a pleasure unit. I am not a pleasure unit.
He is not a pleasure unit. He is not a pleasure unit. I want to thank you for winding up your internet this week to check out the premiere of the Rockin' Comedy Show.
I gotta get on that internet. I'm late on everything.
But don't be shy to email me. The email address is my name at comic.com. That's crazyj@comic.com. You can also call me. It's 702-369-3439. New show, old number. 702-369-3439. Check out the website. It's got a new look, but it's got the same old address, thecrazyjshow.com. We've got message boards in there now. We've got a guest book. I want to hear from you. Post some gigs if you guys are out there performing and things like that. Want to hear from you, so check out the website, www.thecrazyjshow.com. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. What makes it so rockin' is we play some of your favorite tunes and intertwine them with some great stand-up, musical comedy, outrageous guests, and much, much more. Still ahead on the show today, I've got a great story about something that happened during my birthday bash, and this happened while the show was away being reconstructed into the Rockin' Comedy Show. Also, we've got Silly News. It used to be called Not in the News News. We used to spend the last hour of every show bringing you these off-the-wall news stories. We've now broken them up into segments throughout the show. We just did part one last hour. We've got the second half of the Silly News coming up. Okay, we started things off with D12 and their song about the green and purple pill. But they're not the first ones to ever write a song about an amazing pill. Jeremiah Peabody, he had a polyunsaturated, quick-dissolving, fast-acting, pleasant-tasting green and purple pill. And here's Ray Stevens to tell you about it.
Or maybe in your sign of drainage. Do you have high blood? Very, very. Or maybe you're a little overweight.
You better make some corrections in all this infection. Just send in $1.98.
Get rid of that running nose, that nagging cough, that sneeze, that wheeze, and other injuries. Saturated, quick dissolving, fast acting, pleasant tasting, green and purple. purple fields. Oh yeah, little green and purple fields.
Every peach bar nail on your head. We are the youth of the nation. shady, got your boyfriend shady. The rest of my days, I want the real Slim Shady. Please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. The last Slim Shady, if I'm the real shady, got your boyfriend shady. The rest of my days, I want the real Slim Shady. Please stand up, Shady.
Weird Al! Right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, the Angry White Guy Polka. Yes, and ahead of that, Head Cheese with Bone in Your Body. We had Hoobastank in there with The Reason and much, much more. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Let's keep the laughs going with Ron White.
I'm probably not a typical Texan in that I don't hunt. I fish, but I don't hunt. And not because I think it might somehow be more holy to eat meat that's been bludgeoned to death by somebody else. That's not it. It's really early in the morning. It's really cold outside, and I don't want to fucking go. My cousin Ray, on the other hand, thinks killing a deer with a deer rifle is magic in the forest. I'd like to do for you now my impression of my cousin Ray after the big kill. The impression just wouldn't be accurate if I didn't smoke during the night. I don't normally smoke. It's just something I do while I'm on the road to keep my... It's just something I do to keep my hands off my dick, you know? It only works on this one. It's a dick joke for the hearing impaired. Don't leave anybody out. That's my policy. I used to not even have a policy. Now I got that one. My impression of my cousin Ray after the big kill. Hell, it was 4 a.m. 22 degrees outside. Of course, you weren't there. Pussy. I'm in a camouflage deer blind with grease paint on my face. I've got deer urine on my boots. I'm not sure why. I made that part up. I got a .30-06 with a 12-power scope and a bullet that'll travel 2,200 feet per second. When that deer looked up to lick the salt sucker I'd hung from the dang old tree, caught him right above the eye. Well, yeah, well, I hit one with a van. Going 55 miles an hour with the headlights on and the fucking horn blowing. Woo, that's an elusive little creature. If you ever miss one, it's because the bullet's moving too fast. Throw the bullet down to 55 miles an hour, put some headlights and a little horn on it. The deer will actually jump in front of the bullet.
But hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back? He just called her. Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
There he is again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the fourth message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number one, I told you not to go out. Number two, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
Does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What, are you stupid or something? Call me back. Can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical, doesn't mean it's not abuse. To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Ferrad, recording artist,
actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
How long do you think beneath the
A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
AIDS has killed more children worldwide than there are in all the grade schools in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, Atlanta, and Miami combined. The time to do something is now. The place is apathyislethal.org. AIDS is preventable. Apathy is lethal.
A public service announcement brought to you by the United Nations Foundation and the Ad Council.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face. A 1,000 lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still with me in my dreams. And tonight, it's only you.
Intended for mature audiences.
Hey,
Hey, creepy!
Hey! Hey! How you doing? Hello!
Hello!
And welcome to the third and final hour of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay.
Why, oh, why didn't I take the blue pill?
Because you won't remember nothing in the morning. Whew, I gotta tell you, it's hot. It's hot once again here in Vegas. I am sweating like a $20 whore. Oh, how you doing? Welcome to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am Crazy Jay. Visit us online at thecrazyjshow.com where you can sign the guest book, post something on the message board. Just take a look around. We've done so much with it. Again, I just want to point out for all of you iPod fans, the Crazy Jay Show is now available for podcasting. So check it out. You can take it with you. Whew, it's hot. Before we get back into the music and the comedy here on the show, something I never did on the old show was really let you hear a lot of my mistakes. It's not easy to put this show together. Sometimes I can walk into the studio with the script that I have done and go through it, no breeze at all, you know, and it's no problems. I can do it. I'm satisfied with it. It's a good opening. Sometimes I may record it two or three times. Sometimes I get so aggravated I walk away for an hour and come back. I really wanted to do something, like I said, different with this show. So one of the things I'm going to do with you, do for you, I should say, not do with you, unless you want me to do something with you, is let you in on some bloopers when they occur. I have to say it was about 9 or 10 takes to get through the opening of the first hour of this week's show. And I actually forgot about this blooper until I was playing back the first hour, and it popped up. And it's really funny. And it's just a classic Crazy Jay moment, and I wanted to share it with you. So this is actually supposed to be the original intro of today's show. And you'll hear where I messed up, and get ready to laugh. Here it is for you now. Also, email me at my new email address. It's crazyj@comic.com. That's crazyj@comic, comic.com. And if you want to call into the show, the number is the same as well. 702-369-3439.
I'm trying to use
that phone! If it's busy, which it probably won't be, try back again. 702-369-3439. The website also has a message board on it now, a guest book. So please check it out. Leave a message. Let us hear from you. I'd really like to know what you think of the new show. This, you could say, is a new version of the old show, which I felt was in very much of a needed upgrade. So that's what we gave it. I do bring you the show each and every week from the padded walls of my studio, located to an... Oh, fucking A! I'm fucking messed up, and it was going along so beautifully. Let's do it again, shall we? Shall we? Shall we? We'll do it again. We'll take it from the top. Here we go. So there it is. From today's opening, hour one. First blooper ever that I've shared with you, people. Yeah, it is the Crazy Jay Show. Contact me, crazyj@comic.com. But right now, let's get you rocking with some Gwen Stefani, shall we?
Thank you.
Their seatbelt up like right away, but they will like 10 minutes into the drive after you have some goofy turn. Without saying to you, they'll just, you know, pull that belt down. Oh, you got a problem all of a sudden? So what I do, as they're looking down, I go, ah! Ah! Ah, these darn mosquitoes. I don't know why I let them bother me like that. I really shouldn't. see weird things driving. I've never understood log trucks. Sometimes you'll be out on a highway, you'll see two big giant trucks, each loaded up with logs, and they pass each other on the highway. I don't understand that. I mean, if they need logs over there, and they need them over there, you'd think a phone call would save a whole lot of trouble. You had logs?
But I was told to. I got an order for him. Logs. Three logs. What I did, I brought the logs.
I saw this sign posted once. It said, blasting zone ahead. Wow. Shouldn't that read road closed? What do you mean there's a blasting zone? What am I supposed to say? Hey, you might want to buckle up. Blasting zone coming up. Yeah, just saw the sign. Put the helmets on back there. Yeah, I think we're... Oh, we're getting close. Oh, this is going to be a bad blasting zone. Remember that last one? We lost Billy. Sometimes the zones are open, you know? Although I like the daredevil thing, you know? I used to enjoy watching Evel Knievel and... I feel bad for him now. He's a little older. He doesn't jump. But he always does these talk shows. And every time he does one, they want to show him that footage where he fell off the motorcycle and bounced around like 83 times. That's what they show him. Hey, do you remember that day, Evel?
Oh, no, I don't know.
And they always ask him what he was thinking right before he hit the ground. What kind of question is that? What were you thinking right before you hit the ground, Evel? What were you thinking? I remember thinking, hey, did I turn off the iron? Then my leg cracked in half, and I was thinking, hey, maybe I should get a puppy. What do you think I was thinking? I was thinking, ah! Ah! Something like that, if I remember right.
Funny man Brian Regan here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Coming up here in just a few short minutes, we're going to have our third installment of Silly News. But right now, a funny man by the name of Stephen Lynch.
Came down to the breakfast table, felt like I could die. Tried so hard, but wasn't able to look you in the eye. For I'm feeling so much shame, yes, I have brought disgrace. Can tell I've soiled my good name by the look upon your face. Well, it seems last night you caught me spanking it. No use denying it, I was really cranking it. Well, dry your eyes, don't be so sad. You could just forgive me and talk to me, Dad. Talk to me, Dad. I didn't hear you answer, no, I didn't hear the door. With my hand upon my member and my pants upon the floor. Now burning through your brain is an image you despise. Like blood and guts and starving kids and Stevie Wonder's eyes. Well, it seemed last night you caught me spanking. No use denying it, I was really cranking. It would dry your eyes, don't be so sad. But I wouldn't use those tissues, they've already been had. Talk to me, Dad. The look upon your face made my swollen gland diminish. So I said, could you close the door? I really want to finish. Now, Daddy, I'm ashamed and I completely understand. If you never want to hug again or even shake my hand. Well, it seemed last night you called me spanking it. No use denying it, I was really cranking it. Well, dry your eyes, don't be so sad. Just because it was your bed, it's not that bad. When I
was only 17, you told me it was dirty. So it must be really creepy when your kid is pushing 30. But you cannot tell me, Dad, you have never had a whack. And the thing that hangs below your belt and bumps into your sack. Well, it seemed last night you caught me spanking. No use denying it, I was really cranking. Well, dry your eyes, don't be so sad. But I wouldn't use those tissues, they've already been. Just because it was so bad, it's not that. Daddy, Daddy, please forgive me. Talk to me, Dad. Talk to me, Dad.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy J back with you. You can email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. Anthony the janitor, he's here. He's back.
Yeah, baby.
He's back for the final installment of the Silly News. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
What are we drinking? What's on tap today?
Well, first, Bob, we were drinking a Newcastle, then we moved over to Sierra Nevada. That's right, with the purest ingredients.
You said that like we get paid.
I don't know, man. It's late. Or early, given your perspective. Let's hear some news!
Robbery suspect dresses in drag in Southern Carolina. Where else?
Why? Does that help you get more money?
It didn't take long for deputies to realize they had the right man in a bank robbery. The black dress with red flowers, red straw hat, and little black mustache pretty much gave him away.
Remember, you're a drag queen!
Booker Boyd, 49. That's a great drag queen name. Booker Boyd.
Oh, my goodness.
Booker Boyd is what?
Remember, you're a drag queen.
Booker. Booker. Sounds like Booger.
Booker Boyd, 49, chose to disguise himself in drag to rob a bank in the Columbia suburb. Boyd hadn't changed his clothes when he was caught a few minutes later driving a stolen Ford Expedition. He was charged with two counts of entering a bank with intent to steal, Cowan said. Investigators suspect Boyd in two other bank robberies in the past 2 weeks, but his disguises were much less flashy. So said authorities.
But how many chances do I get to wear this?
Enough about your wardrobe malfunction.
The FBI spokesman Tom O'Neill said he doesn't know why Boyd decided to dress up on Wednesday. We don't speculate on what motives these people or their choice of wardrobes really are.
Remember, you're a drag queen.
You're a drag queen. This one I think you're really going to appreciate because it's just another really stupid sign of dumb people.
It's out there.
A fire at a Kalamazoo County home uncovered a meth lab that at the time of the blaze was in control by a 13-year-old woman.
Oh, good grief.
What? Yeah. It seems that according to Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Department, the 13-year-old was left in charge of the residence while the meth was being cooked. The fire started when the home's curtains caught on fire.
Oh, brother.
The boy was turned over to his mother and was taken to the hospital to make sure that he was not affected by inhaling the dangerous chemicals used in the making of meth.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Just the look on your face, that was great. A 54-year-old lived at home where the meth lab was operating. And he will. Wait, a 54-year-old who lives at the home where the meth lab was operating will face child abuse charges.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
Freaking gosh.
God. I just like this one because it makes you laugh.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Can it get worse? Can it get worse than that? A 13-year-old in charge.
Tommy, how could you let the freaking curtain catch on fire?
So it was hard.
I was stern and stern. Two men who thought police couldn't chase them are now facing fleeing and child endangerment charges.
Is that funny?
Yeah, police, okay. It is funny. Police say Mark Taylor, not the part that they got child endangerment, but the fact that they didn't think they could get caught. Police say Mark Taylor's Jeep was showering sparks from a blown front tire as he led officers on a chase south on Coors Road last Friday night. Police say 19-year-old Salas was weaving his Jeep into oncoming traffic and running red lights before pulling over into an open field where he was soon arrested.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you.
for being an idiot.
Right, totally. We can use them in the news.
Police also arrested 26-year-old Gennaro Castillo, a passenger in the Jeep, whose 6-year-old son was also in the Jeep. The child was not injured. Both men admitted they tried to drive off because they have warrants for their arrest. They both also told police they ran because they thought police weren't allowed to chase them.
Was always guilty of something nasty.
That's just a myth, according to police. The officer will always call for assistance for a safe stop, including the eye in the sky, the chopper, as well as our airplane unit, says the APD officer John Walsh. Celis' bond was set at $38,000, and Castillo's was set at $15,000.
Do you use narcotics?
Yes, I do.
Sometimes.
Well, now's the time.
Oh. A Western, oh, I've been waiting for this one.
There we go.
A Western Michigan motorcyclist is recovering from injuries after crashing into plastic wrap that had been stretched across the roadway as a prank.
Hard times, bad luck. Sometimes life sucks. That's all right. I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another.
Jim Anderson suffered a fractured rib and internal bruises after he hit the industrial strength wrap at 1:20 a.m. while riding his Harley Davidson. 48-year-old said he thought the plastic wrap looked like fog.
Cellophane wrapping? It's a good thing.
Wyoming, Michigan police say three teenage boys told police they put the wrap between the two signposts as a prank, not expecting something as small as a motorcycle to come down the street. Police haven't decided whether to charge them.
Cellophane wrapping? It's a good thing.
Thank you, Martha.
That was recorded in prison.
Have you ever been beat up?
Twice.
Mugged?
Once.
But you've been beat up. I remember when you got beat up.
Twice.
Yeah.
And one good time. One really good time. And I had such a good time.
Well, was it twice in one day?
I felt like twice.
It was that good of a whooping?
Yeah, oh, it was a whooping. The whooping went on for days.
Well, a 50-year-old man from Connecticut was mugged twice within minutes while he was in Kuala Kona, Hawaii. Derek Shula was walking along Ollie Drive at about 3:25 a.m. last Wednesday when a group of men got out of an SUV and demanded his wallet. The culprits took the wallet and drove off.
Cellophane wrapping? It's a good thing.
I'm sorry, I had to throw that in again. I've been waiting months to use the Martha Stewart clip, and there it is. About 5 minutes later, another group of males emerged from bushes and demanded Shula's wallet. But, of course, he didn't have it because somebody took it from him earlier. The male hit him when he said he didn't have the wallet. Shoal suffered minor injuries, but he did refuse medical help.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
Sue, Sue, Sue. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Oh, man. James Henry Smith was a zealous Pittsburgh Steelers fan in life, and even in death could not keep him from his favorite sport, in a recliner in front of a TV showing his beloved team in action. Smith, 55, of Pittsburgh, died of prostate cancer. Because his death wasn't unexpected, his family was able to plan for an unusual viewing. The Samuel E. Costin Funeral Home erected a small stage in a viewing room and arranged furniture on it, much as it was in Smith's home on game day Sundays. Smith's body was on the recliner, his feet crossed, and a remote in his hand.
That's just weird. Ew.
He wore black and gold silk pajamas, slippers, and a robe. A pack of cigarettes and a beer were at his side, while a high-definition TV played a continuous loop of Steelers highlights.
Boot to the head.
That's just weird.
I couldn't stop crying after looking at the Steelers blanket in his lap, said his sister. He loved football, and nobody did anything until the game went off. It was just like he was at home. Longtime friend Mary Jones called the viewing a celebration. I saw it, and I couldn't even cry, she said. People will see him the way he was meant to be seen.
Now that's reasonable, isn't it?
Next, we'll put makeup on him and make him look pretty.
Well, this next story is about that really dumb bitch, Mariah Carey.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
No, seriously, she is really a dumb bitch.
Dumb bitch.
Did you call me? What? I'm sorry, I heard dumb bitch. I assumed you were speaking to me.
No, I'm talking to her.
Your name is dumb bitch, too? No wonder I've been getting all your mail. Do you think we could be related? Because there are a lot of us dumb bitches here in L.A.
And speaking of Mariah Carey, how can you ever forget this famous message that was left on the hotline?
This is Mom, and I watched Mariah Carey on Good Morning America, and boy, does she have big hits.
I love my mom. I really do.
Oh, I love your mom, too.
Oh, what a dumb bitch. Because you're going to love this story. She's just dumb.
Dumb bitch.
Did you call me? What? I'm sorry, I heard dumb bitch. I assumed you were speaking to me.
No, I'm talking to her.
Your name is dumb bitch, too? No wonder I've been getting all your mail. Do you think we could be related? Because there are a lot of us dumb bitches here in L.A.
The always delusional Mariah Carey has placed the blame of glitter failing miserable on September 11th.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's what she says in a statement that was on her website. I released it around September 11th, 2001, the singer told the newspaper. The talk shows needed something to distract from 9/11. I became a punching bag. Well, you blew up like one. I was so successful that they tore me down because my album was at number 2 instead of number 1. She's so full of herself.
Right. It couldn't have been the inability to act at all.
That movie was horrible.
Oh, my God.
The media was laughing at me and attacked me. Additionally, Mariah also said the movie was just too cutting edge for its own good.
Wow.
Glitter was ahead of its time.
Oh, wow.
Today is in to make 80s music. Wasn't The Wedding Singer like a successful 80s film and it was like in the 90s? Yes, it was so ahead of its time. It was cutting edge. Fucking dumb bitch.
Does the word duh mean anything to you?
You know, I gotta say one thing about Mariah Carey. Only a classy lady such as Mariah Carey can take a national tragedy like 9/11 and blame it as the cause of her being a miserable failure.
Wow.
You know how else you can tell she's classy? You know, Anthony, do you know how you can tell?
I would love to know.
Because whenever she farts, and she always replies, take a big whiff of my ass gas.
My ass gas, Larry. Look. It's glowing.
Why don't you dip yourself in...
Oh, that one got cut off. Hold on here. You'll love this one. What do we think of Mariah Carey? If you, hey, lady, if you saw Mariah Carey on the street, what would you tell her?
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a sky biscuit?
Where do you get this shit, dude?
Oh, now, this is a very bizarre story. And it's our last story, unfortunately. You'll have to come back next week, Anthony.
I will.
You do very well on the news.
I'll be here.
You don't contribute much, but your laugh is great.
Yeah.
This story would really make a good movie script if it wasn't all true.
A businessman and a father of three heads out for a day of fishing, but never to return.
You are an idiot!
The police can't find a body or solve the case, and eventually they file a death certificate. His business fails, his wife remarries, the kids grow up, what? And his family, well, they move on.
Lucky son of a bitch.
He's with Tupac and Biggie right now. He's chilling.
Then 12 years later, the missing man turns up alive and well.
What?
But this is no movie, and now a family, police, and the people who lost their jobs when Rick McCullough disappeared, they want some answers.
I don't know, Ron. That sounds kind of crazy.
Sounds like you have mental problems, man.
Yeah, you have mental problems, man.
Yeah, it really does.
McCullough resurfaced when he was named as a surviving relative in his father's obituary. A former employee of his read the obituary and contacted the St. Helens Chronicle newspaper to let them know they had made a mistake. Rick McCullough was dead, or at least he was assumed to be dead. The newspaper then contacted the family to confirm the information, only to be told that Rick McCullough was indeed alive and living in Idaho. The Chronicle then broke the story in front page articles. Last year, McCullough contacted his sister, perhaps suffering from a guilty conscience. He asked her to contact his wife, who is now remarried in a bid to catch up with his family.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
His sister was successful in tracking down his wife, even though the woman had since changed her name and moved to California. Upon hearing the news that Rick was still alive, his now ex-wife contacted the Columbia County Sheriff's Office to inform them of Rick's whereabouts. But the police told her that while laws may have been broken, the statute of limitations had run out, and there was nothing they could do. However, questions remain. Why did he pull the disappearing act? What has he been doing in the decades since the infamous the infamous fishing trip is what I wanted to say.
Right.
And why has his family been protecting his secret for over a year? No one has seen or heard from Rick for over a decade, and they are hoping he will come forward to answer a lot of very big questions. Good stuff, huh?
Where the hell have you been,
man? This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
I don't know why that's on there, but...
It tastes so good. Oh.
But it is the Crazy J Show coming up. I've got a story.
Ooh.
Story I've been holding off for the entire show.
Story.
Something that happened the night before the birthday bash here for me that only a few know about. That It's an embarrassing story, but not because... Well, it doesn't have anything to do with me, but it's involved with something that happened here. Hmm. At the Crazy J Manor.
Ooh, Manor.
So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have that story. Anthony doesn't know anything about it, so he might be very surprised...
I'm at the edge of my seat.
...to find out what's going on with that. So it's happening next.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No. You'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Hey, it's time once again for Silly News here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy J back with ya. We've got some more off-the-wall stuff. You know, I was going to do this story, but it's just not that funny, so...
We'll skip it. We'll skip it and get back on track. You know, we talked about maid service earlier that, you know, was doing more than just vacuuming. They were polishing you. We'll leave your junk polished, so to speak. In Nashville, Tennessee, Landon and Annette Ferris are pleading guilty to hiring a stripper for their son's 16th birthday party.
Everybody at school thinks I'm a freaking idiot because of you.
The Nashville couple was sentenced to 2 years probation in order to take parenting classes. They were charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Mom says, "We just wanted to do something special for our little boy." She says they even had Grandpa there.
Yes.
You know the story's good when you have Grandpa there. Oh, the stripper danced for 2 hours. The partygoers passed the hat and paid the stripper an extra $150 to get completely naked.
You get $400 for straight lay, $300 for a hand job, and $500 for head.
Wow.
A drugstore photo developer dropped a dime on the strip party after seeing the snapshots taken there. I love that. What a bitch. Have to turn you in for the pictures. What a bitch. How did she know he was 16?
I'm so wasted.
Oh, love that. And speaking of being so wasted, Anthony, have you heard about the marijuana lollipops?
Marijuana lollipops?
Yeah, have you heard about them?
Maybe.
You just don't remember.
I forgot, dude. We were high when I heard about
them. Potsuckers.
Potsuckers. That's right,
what they're called. You gotta love the potsuckers.
Oh, yeah. I know a few potsuckers.
I'm so wasted.
What are you high or something?
The potsuckers are going up in smoke. A New Jersey-based company, you're going to love the name of this company too, a New Jersey-based company has agreed to stop selling the controversial marijuana-flavored lollipops. The move by ICUP Incorporated.
Nice.
Yeah, where do you work? I work for ICUP.
Pervert.
ICUP Incorporated comes after company officials received a subpoena from the Illinois Attorney General's office.
What are you high or something?
Attorney General Lisa Madigan says she was told by the company that pulling the plug on the pot candy was a business decision. A number of pot-flavored novelties have appeared in stores across the country. While the distributors say they are perfectly legal, critics charge the pot candy sends the wrong message to kids. Last week, the Chicago City Council banned the sale of pot suckers and similar sweets.
What can I get you? How about, drunk?
Oh, yeah.
And, speaking about being drunk, my friend, you see the segue? Did you like that?
What can I get you? How about, drunk?
You might appreciate this story out of Boston. A man sues for a right to be drunk. You gotta love that. A man arrested when police showed up to break up a New Year's Eve party at a friend's house has filed a lawsuit arguing he had a constitutional right to get drunk on private property as long as he didn't cause a public disturbance.
I'm somebody's bitch.
Yeah. Eric, 25, of Portland, Maine, was taken into protective custody by the police and locked in a cell for 9 hours until the effects of the alcohol wore off.
I'm never drinking again.
Legal experts said his lawsuit filed last week in the U.S. District Court in Boston is the first to challenge a state law allowing people to lock up drunk people against their will for their own protection. It argues that the mass protective custody law was written to combat public drunkenness and that the police had no right to use it to take him from a private residence. He also says he had planned to spend the night at his friend's and wasn't going to be driving home.
Well, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
One thing people should be able to do is drink in their own house.
Very so.
That's the beauty of the land of the free. Several lawyers said they believe police have the authority to take drunk people into custody, but they said It was the first time the law has been challenged on the grounds that one has a constitutional right to get drunk on private property.
Jesus Christ! It smells like a toilet in here!
And with that in mind...
Ooh, tempting. Appetizing.
I don't even know why... You know what? I don't even know why that soundbite was there.
Sometimes it just happens.
Sometimes things are just out of order.
Much like us.
A town in Indiana has turned off a streetlight that drew hundreds of people to see a shadow that some say looked, oh, I know why. I know why the soundbite was there. It was only supposed to play this part right here. A town in Indiana has turned off a streetlight. This is why I don't drink.
Okay.
For the show.
Right.
For the purpose of the news. A town in Indiana has turned off a streetlight that drew hundreds of people to see a shadow that some say looked like...
Jesus Christ!
Oh, okay.
Does it make sense?
Right,
yeah,
now it does.
Right? Yeah, nothing to do about smelling like
I'm
a
like, what the fuck?
But the police chief...
the police chief! This is the police's cheese. We have seized it.
The police chief of East Chicago, Indiana, called an emergency meeting. called an emergency meeting yesterday to recommend the light be turned off in the interest of public safety. Nearby residents had complained about blocked cars and visitors gathering until 5 a.m. Several arrests were made Friday night after a large fight broke out in the area.
Wow.
You gotta love that.
Bunch of Jews.
Whatever!
People have flocked to the site since last week when a woman first claimed to see the image on the side of a tree. It's only visible at night when the street light near the tree is on. I know. You gotta love those freaks.
Oh, man.
Now, this story is great, but the last story for this segment is really good. It's classic, silly news that we love to read here on the show. But right now, to prove his love...
Hmm.
A 38-year-old man did something pretty spectacular right around 4th of July. Well, not right around 4th of July. It was on 4th of July. A 38-year-old man sat himself on fire before getting down on one knee and asking his girlfriend to marry him.
Did you have a brain tumor for breakfast?
Yeah. About 100 people gathered to watch Todd Greenis perform the flaming stunt on Monday, which involved wearing a cape soaked in gasoline.
Oh, no.
Greenis climbed up a 10-foot scaffold, was set on fire, and then plunged into a swimming pool, dousing the blaze. Emerging, unhurt, he got down on one knee and proposed.
With no eyebrows.
Or arm hair.
Right.
As a friend standing nearby slipped him the engagement ring. Honey, you make me hot, he told his sweetheart. I hope I'm getting the point across that I'm on fire for you.
Call me an idiot!
At first, I was mad because I thought, he's not a stuntman, she said. Then, of course, the tears started flowing. Of course, I said yes. I was so thrilled.
Oh, Randy.
Randy, his name's Todd.
Oh, Todd, you make me so randy.
Grant said he came up with the stunt through the help of his friend, who is a professional stuntman, Eric Barkey. Barkey pulled out a video of himself on fire and said, you could do this, man. You could totally do this.
I'm not wearing any panties.
Yeah.
And speaking of I'm not wearing any panties, this story is strange enough that you could even play that soundbite again.
I'm not wearing any panties.
Oh, I love it.
Some people get beat up for some very strange things. But at the Lakes of the Four Seasons, parents teach their children that it's nice to share. Mm-hmm. It's very nice, Anthony. You need to share. Now, you can share a lot of things. You could share a beer. You could share a joint. You could share food.
Or your venereal diseases.
You could.
Oh,
you could share some STDs.
Oh. That's bad.
But a 17-year-old Lakes of the Four Seasons boy refused to share his underwear with his sister and her friends. He ended up being beaten by his parents, police said.
Wow.
A 17-year-old girl who came to the boy's aid was also beaten by the mother.
Take those tiny waddies off now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, can I borrow your underwear? No, man, I'm using them.
Oh, please.
Just get the shit beat right out of him.
Take those tiny waddies off now. You hear me?
Why would they get so angry?
Porter County Police said they have completed the investigation that happened on May 22nd. The incident has been forwarded to the proper authorities. Police said the incident occurred at a home where the boy's grandparents live. The boy told police he received a call from his sister, who asked if her friends could wear his underwear because they jumped in the lake. The boy told his sister he didn't want anyone else wearing his underwear. And police said the boy went to his nearby home, removed all of his underwear, and took it to his grandparents' house.
Thank God I wore underwear today.
Don't ask me where I get these sounds.
I don't want to know.
Police said the boy's mother called a short time later and demanded that he return home. He agreed to return home once he finished eating. But police said his parents arrived a few minutes later, and the mother was enraged because the boy wouldn't share his underwear and didn't return home immediately.
His underwear is almost as big as the flag.
It was so big, all my friends could share it.
It's so big.
They could just hop into it like it's a tent. It's like James Boxers.
Yes. You did it as a parasail.
Hey. I can make the fat jokes about
myself. Hey, man, I don't need your freaking help.
Police said that they were told the mother attempted to physically remove the boy.
Are you serious?
At which time the 17-year-old girl grabbed the boy so he couldn't be taken away.
Don't fuck with me, fellas!
Police said the mother then slapped the girl. All this because he didn't want to share his
underwear. What the?
Maybe it's skid marks on him.
Maybe.
Maybe they were dirty.
A little blood. Ew.
Yeah. That's terrible. Police said the mother then slapped the girl and the father hit the boy.
Wow.
The girl tried to call the police but was restrained by the father.
Isn't that against the law?
Well, that's the whole point of this.
Oh, okay, cool.
Police said both parents left after the grandfather stepped in. Police said the mother admitted striking the girl, but said she started it when she pulled her hair first. She started it, the little bitch.
What is this?
The father admitted to hitting the boy, but said it was because the boy used profanity.
God, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Carnation instant bitch?
Oh, so the next time somebody wants to borrow your underwear, Anthony, you better give it up.
Dude, it's yours. Here we go.
Booze helps parents care for their children.
Exactly. Booze helps care for the love of your children.
I love it.
We're going to take a break. We've got more stuff happening here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Anthony is going to go empty the trash and refresh the urinal cakes.
I'm going to eat a urinal cake. Good for the breath.
Yes. Just don't swallow it.
Just
chew it. Just chew it, man. Chew it.
Spit it out, dude. Just chew it.
We're going to take a break, and Anthony will be back when we bring up the news one more time.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back, thanking me for my concerns, and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving out two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives.
Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
One voice. It can get the point across, but it only carries so far. Add a voice. It's richer, louder, but that has limits too. Add a third voice. It's even more powerful. Add another, and another, and many, many more. And we are stronger than ever. That's the power of a community coalition. They help community groups, faith groups, civic organizations, PTAs, employers, and many others in your community organize their resources and focus them where they're needed most, like fighting to keep kids away from drugs. Ask a group that you belong to if they should belong to a community coalition. It's easy to get involved. Visit helpyourcommunity.org and they'll tell you exactly how your group can help. That's helpyourcommunity.org, because you get more when we get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is Dick Price. I just wanted to say, hey, you are listening to El Show de Crazy J. Oh, oh.
Girl.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. The email address is crazyj@comic.com. The telephone number, 702-369-3439. The web address is still the same. It's thecrazyjshow.com. Now, a lot of things happen when people drink. For instance, I drank out of my shoe years ago at the desert.
I saw it.
Now, I will tell you this. If you can top this drinking story, I will give you 2 tickets to Disneyland, my friends. That's how serious I am, because I don't think you're going to top it.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is not a story that involved me, but it is, well, I mean, I'm involved, but it's not about me per se. Okay. Are we ready?
A little bit.
All right. All right. I had to make notes, because I didn't want to forget any part of the story. But while I was away on the break of the old show to create the new show, had some friends come into town to celebrate my birthday. Anthony was here. Not the night that this happened.
Ooh.
It was the next night that Anthony was here. My friend Tamar, who is no stranger to the show, she's been brought out to Fremont Street to interview people, and what a crazy experience that was. She's been on the show several times. She brought out her friend Jeff. Good old Jeff. We got together that night for a great meal at this new Chinese Thai restaurant. Had a couple cocktails before we got there. Had a couple cocktails while we were there. Then we went back to my place to get ready for a night out on the Strip. Tamar recently turned 21. Hasn't really been to Vegas since she turned 21. Wanted to hit up some clubs and have a good time.
Woo!
So there she was, partying in Las Vegas, 21. And her friend has never been to a club in his life. He has never even gotten drunk.
It was a night out they were going to remember for a very long time.
Oh, yes. You can say it's definitely never going to be forgotten. I thought forever, ever, drinking out of my shoe would be the story people would tell. But pay attention. Because before the Chinese place, like I said, we had a couple of cocktails. Maybe one or two. And then at the club we had, follow this drinking of the evening, Anthony. We went to the beach.
Nice.
A nice club,
good
you
place.
Know.
I saw pictures.
Yeah. We had a few beers.
Mm-hmm.
A couple Washington Apple shots. Tamar's never had any Washington Apple shots, so had a couple of those, followed by a couple shots of Jaeger.
Oh.
And if that's not enough, a couple of Jaeger bombs soon followed that.
Yes.
Then they each bought me a body shot of Adios Mother Effer.
Oh, that's hot.
And then the bartender gave me one on the house for my birthday.
Nice.
So that's three body shots of Adios Mother Effer.
Ooh.
A shot of Jaeger, Jaeger bombs, a Washington apple, couple beers, hit some cocktails before the event even started.
You're drunk.
Oh, I'm feeling good, but the Adios Mother Effer has not kicked in yet.
Uh-oh.
All right, so you could say we were feeling pretty good. Now, since her friend Jeff was supposed to drive us back, he quit drinking and sobered up.
Hmm.
Well, enough to drive. Mm-hmm. I suggested to Mar that we leave the club an hour or so later and go back to my place where we can have a few more drinks. That way Jeff could take part in our fun. You could say that when we got back to my place, the real drinking started and the alcohol came out.
All
that
right.
Hit Jeff.
Yeah,
ass.
Baby.
The Encyclopedia Galactica describes alcohol as a colorless, volatile liquid formed by the fermentation of sugars, and also notes its intoxicating effect on certain carbon-based life forms. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy also mentions alcohol. It says that the best drink in existence is the Pan-Galactic Gargle Blaster, the effect of which is like having your brain smashed out with a slice of lemon wrapped round a large gold brick. The guide also tells you on which planets the best pan-galactic gargle blasters are mixed, how much you can expect to pay for one, and what voluntary organizations exist to help you rehabilitate.
So,
Some
heavy drinking begins. A fabulous card game was played called Sobriety Test.
No.
You could say it turns into 6 a.m. when Tamar decides it's time to take a shower and go to bed.
Ooh, yeah.
Jeff wants to use the shower that's in the master bedroom, which is my room, which I agree to let him do, and I pass out on the couch.
Right.
2 hours later, I wake up, and I want to go to my room. I want to go to sleep in my bed.
Of course.
But when I approached my door, I had no idea just what was on the other side.
Behind this door, a dark entity. Evil, ancient, and hungry.
You could say, when I opened that goddamn door, it was like stepping foot into the freaking Twilight Zone. Yes. It was the Twilight Zone because there was Jeff sprawled out on my bed, totally naked.
No!
Now, wait a minute. The nudity part, you can handle the nudity part, right? You can handle that.
Right.
What you can't handle
is
that he's fully aroused.
No!
Wait a minute. It's not over.
No.
And on top of it, get ready for it. Here it comes. Fully naked, passed out, with an erection on my bed. But that's not it. He was covered from head to toe.
Shut the fuck up.
In shit.
No!
I'm covered in human feces. Yes, there was Jeff, sprawled out on my bed, totally naked, aroused, covered from head to toe in shit.
Jeff,
I gotta tell you, smell, the smell.
He thought twice. It smells like a toilet in here.
It did smell like a toilet. I gotta tell you, there was crap everywhere.
No.
It was on his face.
No.
It was on his back.
No.
It was on his inner legs.
Oh,
it was on my.
No.
It was on my pillows. It was on my pillows, damn it. My sheets.
No.
It was on the carpet of the floor.
Oh,
it was on the blind. I'm not making this up. It was on. It was
what
on,
did he do? What was he doing in there?
It was on the floor in the bathroom. It was all over.
No.
I'm not kidding you. It was.
What is it?
Everybody and every creature has to poop sometimes.
Yes.
On the wall? How do you get up that high?
Yes. It was on the toilet. It was on the floor in the bathroom. It was everywhere.
Everybody and every creature has to poop sometimes.
What was he eating?
Oh, no. I understand this, that, you know, everybody has to poop.
Right.
But this was from one guy. And it looked like the scene out of Stephen King's Dreamcatcher when Jason Lee goes into the bathroom and is covered in shite. It is so bad. This is the funny part. It's so bad. When I first open that door and walk in to the horrid sight that I see, my poor dog turns around, walks out, goes into the back of the house and lays down like, you ain't blaming this on me.
Oh, poor dog.
Yeah, I swear, I'm not. Oh, my God. It was everywhere.
Jeff.
It's so bad.
What are you
like
doing,
I said,
buddy?
I gotta say, I immediately just turned around and closed the door.
Oh,
I opened the room to the spare room where I woke up T, and I tell her that she needs to get up in my room. I'm like, get up!
Oh,
get up now!
Now.
Why? What's going on? You need to go into my room right now. You need to get your friend up and get him in the shower.
Oh.
Why? Why do I need to do that?
Look.
What? Why do you need to do that?
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over as long as I live.
Because your friend, who I have never met, gotta say, first impression, pretty shitty.
Pretty shitty, no.
Covered himself in crap. Oh, so she doesn't believe me right away, but after the convincing of telling her, no, you need to get in there. You need to get him in the shower. You need to get him up.
Well, yeah, okay, that's just about the most awful thing I've ever seen.
I swear to you that every part, Anthony, of this story is true.
That's terrible.
And if I could get her on the line right now, I would. She would verify. She got him up. She got him in the shower. He was in that shower for over an hour.
She didn't get him up. He was already up.
He was aroused, if you know what I mean.
Well, yes, but...
All right.
No. We got him... So he's in the shower for like over an hour. When he got out, he came in the living room in new clothes, which, mind you, the bathroom floor is still dirty. It's all over the toilet. It's all over the tiles. It's on the walls. It's on the carpet. It's all over the bed.
Little monkey boy.
But in the meantime, she's sitting there and she's, you know, she's trying to get him in the shower. She's like, don't sit on anything. Don't touch anything. Just get in the shower.
He has
to get out of the shower to go to the spare room to get his clothes. So in that time, he's got to get out of the shower. He's going to see it on the toilet.
Wow.
He's going to see it on the floor.
Wow.
He will see it on the door, the carpet, the bed, the pillows.
What the fuck?
Everywhere. He walks out of the room, goes to the spare room, gets some new clothes, puts them on, sits in the living room, goes like this. So, what are we going to do today?
Shut the fuck up. We're going to grab some freaking carpet cleaner.
And Tamar looks at him with a little bit of disgust, and she says to him, well, for starters, you're going to be cleaning Jay's room today.
Mm-hmm.
He says, why? She said, what do you mean, why? Didn't you see the room? He said, no. She said, how could you miss it? After convincing him to go look at the room, he walks in there and goes, the dog did it.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Like the dog didn't do. The dog is white. There's not a drop of crap on her anywhere.
Right.
Somebody was being Picasso last night.
A little
smushing
here.
So after we convinced him, we got him to believe that yes, it was him. Now he was embarrassed. Now we've only been asleep 2 hours. We're still really drunk. So of course the jokes are coming out. We have to go to Walmart to get him some cleaning supplies.
Resolve.
Lots of it. So we're in there, and of course we're making jokes. You know, Tamar goes over there and buys him some Depends. I told him, you know, you're lucky. I'm really cool about it. I was about ready to pull you out of the bed by the back of your neck, rub your nose, and it hit you with a paper.
Look what you did.
And I said, I tell you what, if we do any drinking tonight, we're putting newspaper down before you go to bed. You know, and I was like, hey, your first impression's pretty shitty. You know, the jokes just went on and on and on.
Right.
But needless to say, he bought cleaning supplies.
Nice.
Bought all new bedding.
Of course, dude. You gotta burn
it. You know. But I think his remark about the whole evening pretty much went something like...
Ah, once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Something like that. But of course, I mean, he had to deal, like I said, with the jokes all day, like handing him some Depends, telling him how shitty that was,
right.
How he should have had his nose rubbed in it.
Of course.
Other than the shitty part in my room, the weekend, for my birthday... It was a total blast. Everybody, you know, people were here, you were here. And I got to say, it was truly like one of the best times I've ever had since I moved to Las Vegas.
Oh, right on, dude.
And, you know, want to thank Tamar, want to thank Jeff, Johnny, John, you. I mean, everybody came out. All of that, you know, and you got to say the final thing for Jeff was...
Gross!
other than the shitting, you know, the party was great. The coolest thing... was the three-way kiss I was involved in with Tamar. That was...
Tamar and who?
That will remain nameless.
All right.
But,
a big sailor named Steve.
Well, yeah. Big, muscular dude.
He's in the Navy.
Jesus Christ. Why do you got to tell everybody? But, I had to share that story, because, I mean, I drank out of my shoe, and that was big, but...
Totally.
I understand getting drunk, like, and I remember everything that happens every time I get drunk. I cannot really possibly imagine how can you just lay there and shit and not know you're doing it. I'm making mud, you know, what's going on?
Because
I'm thinking like this, like, my dog is shit in the house,
right.
And that will wake you up.
Right.
There's no, like, slow wake up. When you smell it, you're like, oh, I'm up, you know, it's done. How could you not smell? Especially if you had it on your face and around your lips. I don't understand. Like how he couldn't wake up. That was.
It's better than Carmex. Oh, no.
Delicious. I had to share it, and I, you know.
It's Crazy J. Bye.
Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourself beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was so having fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
My own.
jets on a floppy diskette. It went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued. One night she said, BRB. Waited up for an hour or three. Then I started to realize she wasn't coming back online. She freaking blocked me. Trust, she freaking blocked me. La 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 la. We talked all night. Then she put my screen name on her block list. Then she clicked OK.
Richie here on the Crazy J Freakin' Rockin' Comedy Show. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host, Crazy J. You can email me at crazyj@comic.com, crazyj@comic.com. Make sure you visit Bob Ritchie online at bobritchie.com. That's RICCI.com. She freaking blocked me here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Let the laughs continue now with a little Crazy Frog.
What's going on?
Thank you.
got some travel tips for you folks. If they know you're alone in your room and you're at a nice hotel, never call the front desk and ask for extra lotion. You'll get weird looks all week from housekeeping on that one. There he is. This is extra lotion. Travel tip number two. Never call the front desk and say, I think the maid stole my pot. Because the bitch ain't giving it back. I can tell you that right now. I think after all these years of partying, I'm just naturally a vampire. I don't know about you. It's hard to sleep. Hard to sleep, doesn't it? Eat 20 boxes of Cocoa Krispies. It doesn't seem to help. Couple pints of Ben and Jerry's. It's just not taking the edge off the way I want it to. So when I'm on the road, I stay up all night. I put that do not disturb sign out there. But housekeeping doesn't care. But finally fall asleep. Here, ring. Hello, this is housekeeping. I'm going to find you and I'm going to kill you. I'm glad I don't have that gambling Jones, though. I mean, I've had enough. I got enough problems with starting on the gambling. Did you see all us getting into gambling?
Roll the dice, asshole!
It would not be pretty, would it?
Who needs a house? I've lived in trunks before.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Exactly. Something happens to you, man, when you start gambling, drinking, anything. All that clipping coupons and saving for college for the kids.
Eight. Oh!
Well, it looks like a little bastard. You're going to junior college. I don't like to gamble. When I'm really bored on the road, I just go to like, I'll just put on like a towel and run through Caesar's Palace going, has anyone seen Spartacus? Lady comes by, takes my towel. Housekeeping. Where's my pot?
It's Crazy Jay.
Fuck. Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourself beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
You say he was fully aroused. Could fecal matter be the new Viagra? What's going on here, dude?
Maybe he was thinking about Tamar. You know, I don't know, but she's hot.
Yeah, she is. I'm thinking about her.
But in the words of the Bear in the Big Blue House,
it was terrible. It was just terrible. Oh,
that was wrong. That ruined the whole bit.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, here it is. In the words of Bear in the Big Blue House. That's not even right.
We'll find it.
Yeah, it's right here.
Everybody and every creature has to poop some.
Yes.
Everybody. Oh, but it was great. Great fun. We've got more of the Rockin' Comedy Show happening next. And thank you guys for letting me share that. But it was a fantastic birthday. Anthony, it was great getting drunk with you.
Oh, dude, totally.
Coming over for some chewy beans and
chewy beans, dude. Little yarmulke when I eat my beans.
Chewy beans.
Chewy? Oh, sorry.
No, chewy.
Chewy.
Like you see that on a can.
I had a spinach dreidel before I ate a bean.
Like you can see that in like the kosher store.
Chewy beans.
Chewy beans from Hormel.
Not just for Hanukkah.
For Hormel. It's chewy beans and potato salad.
Dude, potato salad was awesome. I'll give you that.
Anyway, thank
deviled
you.
Deviled eggs in there. I tasted it, dude. It was good stuff.
That's good. Anyway, we're going to take a break. There's more happening. Oh, so much more happening. Hopefully no more poop, but we got a lot happening. And it's going to continue after this.
I'm a good pile of tail with one hand and chop along just as well as a man when it came to increasing disease resistance. That woman could lactate like nobody's business. Mama's nursing health brings a healthy family. There's nothing she wouldn't do. She helped us kids get through with less risk for ear infection and respiratory illnesses. When I think of Mama, brings a tear to my eye. She gave from her heart or somewhere nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4woman.gov to learn more. Or talk to your health care provider. See, babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Yo, breastfeed now, you hear?
All right, you 4 years old son, ready for the big leagues. Put your pad on, buddy. There you go, helmet. Okay, that's right. Your thigh guards. Now don't forget your mouth guard. You don't want to be losing teeth in your first game. Well, they're baby teeth, but yeah, put it in.
Daddy.
Don't let them worry you. They may be over 200 pounds and kind of mean looking, but you're ready for them. Just run through them. Here's the ball. Run!
Daddy?
Don't look at me. Run with it. Go, boy. Run!
But I could get hurt.
No pain, no gain. Now run!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Ah, you should have straight-armed them.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
It's Crazy J.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
You're insane.
dream when I thought you mean nothing. And when will we learn to control?
On the Rockin' Comedy Show, I'm Crazy Jay. We're just about out of time, but we're going to be back next time with an all-new show, and I'm going to leave you with The Uninvited. Have a good one.